apples. The organic market has grown significantly in recent years, especially for fruit and vegetables. My team and I found this project rather interesting. The apple is the most consumed and grown fruit in France and third in the world. In spite of the strong recommendation of organic sector, certain questions were on our minds. Do the preservation test and components of organic products, such as apples, differ from conventional products? 1. Study of the microbiota of organic and conventional apples. As said before, the apple is one of the favorite fruits in France, which is a good thing. In addition to being rich in fiber, pectin, vitamins and antioxidants, helping to lower cholesterol levels, regulating transit, fighting diabetes, reducing the risk of obesity and preventing muscle loss, the apple contains millions of bacteria that are excellent of your intestinal system, allowing good regulation of digestive, metabolic, immune and neurological functions and reducing the risk of infection and inflammation. We therefore choose to compare the difference between the microbiota of organic and conventional apples into different parts of the fruit, skin and core. To carry out this experiment, we choose specific nutrient identification media to determine a difference in microbiota between the two types of apples. When reading the identification agars, we found that the organic apple contained a greater number of organisms and its microbiota was more diverse than that of the conventional apples. 2. Different storage between an organic and conventional apples. The apple is the fruit most trait with pesticides. They receive on average 35 treatments per year, but can't reach up to 43 in some regions. These treatments are composed of fungicides, insecticides, herbicides, growth regulators. Unlike conventional apples, organic apples are processed with natural products. It said that pesticides are used to protect agricultural crops against various threats in order to limit the risk of crop loss. Some plant protection products are used to improve the shelf life of fruits and vegetables. To be able to observe a difference in preservation between an organic apple and a conventional apple, we placed apples into different incubation media for several days in the dark. 26 days after the experiment began, the organic apples were a little rather red, but they were still all edible. After 32 days of incubation, we noticed that apples at room temperature had a better shelf life than apples but in the refrigerator. The organic apples that had been placed in the refrigerator was very damaged and was beginning to rot. The pesticides contained in the apples therefore promote a shelf life of about 1 to 2 weeks. Limiting or even using natural products would be therefore be feasible for farmers. 3. Does the acidity of organic and conventional apple differ? We know that acidity plays in favor of the taste of your food. The purpose of this experiment is to compare the acidity between an organic and a conventional apple juice. We therefore proceeded to a dosage of the acidity. The volume at equivalent dosage of organic apple juice was less than that of conventional juice. Organic apples are therefore less acidity than conventional apples. Conclusion: we have therefore managed to answer the initial problem. The organic apple contains a greater number of organisms and its microbiota was more diversified than that of conventional apples. Conventional apples have a better shelf life than organic apples, but there is not much difference. Organic apples are less acidity than conventional apples. Organic products therefore differ from conventional products. They are healthier, taste better, and have almost the same shelf life. It's time to go organic.